Hi, privacy folks. Thank you for all the work you're doing to put us in control of information about ourselves. Hi, business folks. Thank you for working to ensure that the choices we're presented with are relevant to our interests. My name is Wes Kussmaul. Have you ever had the pleasure of introducing two sets of friends to each other? It's really odd, but it appears that you two haven't met each other. Or at least you've never talked with each other, so privacy folks, meet business folks. Business folks, meet privacy folks. Now, I have a question for each of you. Privacy folks, have you ever thought about the consequences of your quest for pervasive anonymity? You know, breaches, fraud, theft, money laundering, human trafficking, ransomware, phishing attacks, cryptojacking, botnets, masqueraded malware. They're not somebody else's problem. They affect all of us. And anonymity is an essential tool of the perpetrators. Business folks, have you ever thought about the consequences of your quest to know our every thought, every relationship, every move? Have you not read 1984? It's not somebody else's problem. We're all dragged into this artificially intelligent cloud working to control our perceptions and actions. It's true, we do need to be able to communicate and act with anonymity to prevent the pervasive tracking of our every move and thought. It's also true, we need accountability. People behave badly without it. Society collapses without it. The world's information infrastructure is being taken over by a new form of organized crime. We must reverse that. So we must have accountable anonymity. Not a compromise between anonymity and accountability. We must have both. And we can have both at the same time. This is important. The solution works like your car's license plate. Anyone can see it, making you accountable for what happens while it's on the public roadways. But no one gets to know the identity of the driver or owner unless there's been an accident, in which case the identities are disclosed, but only to those affected by the accident. The digital license plate we're talking about is called the utility credential. It doesn't disclose anything about you, but it does make you accountable in the digital world. As long as you don't commit fraud with it, or defame someone with it, or engage in illegal activity with it, no one gets to know any of your personal information. Not your name, gender, location, age, nothing. But if you do cause harm and someone is able to get a court order requiring disclosure, then, well, your identity will be disclosed to those affected. Actually, just as you can have more than one car, each with a different license plate, you can have as many utility credentials as you want. One for your employment, one for your social network, one for your insurers, one for healthcare, one for dating networks, etc. And if you choose to let someone know that two or more of your utility credentials refer to the same person, that is, they both refer to you, then there's a way to let them know it, with proof that it's true. That's because underneath your utility credential is something called a foundational certificate. Your foundational certificate is like your birth certificate. You hardly ever use your birth certificate, right? It sits in a secure drawer or lockbox. You take it out only when you need to get a passport or driver's license or some other ID document. Your foundational certificate is a PKI certificate, just like the certificates that sit behind websites whose address starts with HTTPS. PKI is based on some advanced mathematics that you don't need to know. But I do hope you'll take a moment to learn how PKI done right will solve all the problems I mentioned earlier. Breaches, fraud, theft, money laundering, human trafficking, ransomware, phishing attacks, cryptojacking, botnets, masqueraded malware, etc. This next video entitled What is Authenticity is just a little over 4 minutes long, and you'll be glad you watched it. It'll really show how PKI done right will bring accountable anonymity to your world. Thanks for watching.